Despite an uptick in COVID-19 cases, more socially distanced gatherings of thousands of mask-wearing people are expected at Milwaukee's baseball stadium this week. The Brewers play a six-game homestand beginning tonight. Some changes are in store since the team's first series of the season, including a limited return of tailgating in the parking lots at American Family Field. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach has more on the current sounds of the game and what's ahead for fans.
Attendance at the ballpark is still limited to 25% capacity as Milwaukee health officials keep trying to reduce the spread of COVID-19. 25% means about 11,000 people. During the Brewers' opening series against the Minnesota Twins, there were times when you could easily tell the gang wasn't all there. Like at the end of the seventh inning stretch when the organist played the Beer Barrel Polka. Modest applause and cheering replaced the usual yelling. Other times, such as when the Brewers hit the ball solidly, the crowd sounded huge. Brewers fan Leanne Pierce says it's plain exciting to be able to cheer baseball in person after COVID-related restrictions kept rooters out of the ballpark during the shortened 2020 season.
Well, we're season ticket holders, so we haven't been able to go to the games, obviously, for about a year. So we love the Brewers and we love to support them.
But for other fans, including a woman who gave her name as Crystal, having to wear a mask for hours except when eating or drinking takes some of the joy out of going to American Family Field.
It's just not the same. The cheering doesn't feel the same, so you have to yell so much louder.
Crystal's friend, Rob, complains that someone trying to enforce the mask requirement scolded him.
He told me, sir, put your mask back on or something like that. I was having a beer in my hand. He told me to put my mask on. You know, like, that's not necessary.
Milwaukee Health Commissioner Kirsten Johnson says she went to one of the opening games and reported that COVID-related protocols were being followed. She says the Brewers have agreed to, quote, a couple of tweaks here and there. Also new at American Family Field this week is a return to the long tradition of tailgating in the stadium parking lot. Let's go back a few years. Music played from a car stereo in October 2018 as about a dozen fans from Antigo, Wisconsin gathered for their tailgate party prior to a Brewers playoff game. Tom Heinzen said the weather didn't matter.
It's cold out, I'm freezing, and I'm drinking cold beer right now.
But for the opening baseball series this year, COVID restrictions prohibited tailgating in the stadium lots. So more fans than usual seemed to head to nearby taverns before games. And at the bar Kelly's Bleachers, at least, some people seemed to ignore a mask sign and partied maskless in a rear parking area. Out on the sidewalk, Chris Hill did wear a mask and emphatically called for the return of tailgating.
Absolutely, we're outside. It's just like being at home barbecuing. You should definitely let people tailgate. We love to tailgate with the best fans, and they deserve it.
Last Thursday afternoon, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett explained that even though COVID-19 cases are increasing in the region, the city health department had agreed to very limited stadium tailgating, as safer than people packing together in taverns.
What we were hearing reports of is bars being overcrowded and people going into bars where they'd have more exposure to more individuals and then come to the ballpark.
Barrett emphasizes that under the new rules for the American Family Field parking lot, people have to stay near their vehicle and can only tailgate with those they're later sitting with inside the stadium. He says he's not worried that starting tonight, thousands of Chicago Cubs fans may come north for the first three games of the Brewers' homestand to watch their team play against Milwaukee.
As long as the Brewers, who have been very, very good at this, continue to exercise the safety protocols, I think we're going to be fine.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.